With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden has blocked the nearly $15 billion proposed deal for Nippon Steel of Japan to purchase Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel, affirming his earlier vow to block the acquisition.
This isn't about Japan. This is about U.S. steelmaking and keeping one of the largest steel producers in the United States, an American-owned company.
And in a briefing yesterday, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said, despite the critics' objections, Biden is standing by his earlier pledge to keep the U.S. steel industry viable. A deadly terrorist attack in New Orleans will have no impact on scheduling for the college football playoff semifinals. Here's correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh.
The college football playoff won't swap kickoff dates and times for the Cotton Bowl and Orange Bowl to give Notre Dame more time between games. Southeastern Conference Commissioner Greg Sankey had asked the CFP if it would be possible to switch up the schedule because Notre Dame will have a shorter turnaround than Penn State heading into next Thursday's Orange Bowl. The Fighting Irish's quarterfinal game in New Orleans was postponed by one day because of a deadly terror attack. CFP Executive Director Rich Clark told ESPN that they won't flip the games. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
The winter flu season in full swing.
Flu is taking off, with 40 states reporting high or very high levels of flu-like illness last week. COVID and other viruses are also in the mix, but most of the illness increase is being attributed to flu. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there are several seasonal flu strains out there. Last week's flu activity was particularly intense in the South, Southwest, and Western U.S. U.S. health officials recommend that everyone 6 months and older get an annual flu vaccination.
That is Lisa Dwyer, and this is SRN News. More trouble for Christians in Sri Lanka. Michael Harrington has the details of a new study.
Lawmakers in the island nation are considering a bill that would place greater restrictions on houses of worship. Every proposed new church in the Buddhist-majority country has to register with the government, but this legislation would require that all the established churches go through the same process, raising the possibility that some congregations that have been meeting for decades might suddenly be shut down. Christians make up about 7% of the population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of major corporations have opted to abandon the LGBT agenda lately, and experts say many more will likely do so now that President Trump is returning to office. Trump has vowed to take direct aim at so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion programs through executive orders and other policies that affect private companies, especially federal contractors. This is SRN News. LeBron James broke Michael Jordan's NBA record for 30-point games during the Los Angeles Lakers' victory over Atlanta last night. Here's Bernie Bennett.
With a turnaround jumper with 5:58 to play for the last of his 30 points, James reached at least 30 points in the regular season for the 563rd time in his career, surpassing the mark established by Jordan in 2003. Jordan set his record in 1,072 games over 15 seasons and his 1,523rd appearance over 22 seasons. James turned 40 last week, and he is among the few remaining active players who personally witnessed Jordan in his 1990s prime with the Chicago Bulls. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Funeral services honoring former President Jimmy Carter, who died on Sunday at age 100, will be held in Georgia and Washington, D.C. this week, starting today and concluding on Thursday in the nation's capital. And Carter's body will arrive at the U.S. Capitol on Tuesday. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.